Yeah, Rose. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Rock on.
Finally back in my dorm. Means I can relax. Huh? Oh, yeah. My friend gave me this DVD earlier today. I'd totally forgotten. I don't see how. Seeing how I reacted at the time. Seriously, who just hands someone a disc of porn and announces, "Hey, check out this cool porno," in a public space? And who buys porn on a physical disc in this day and age? Did he just go this far out of the way to see me flustered? Or is he really interested in this kind of thing? Well, either way, he gave this to me. I suppose it'd be rude to ignore it. I should, watch this DVD. Just once, though. Just so he'll know I appreciate the gift. Like a guy friend would. Oh my. Oh. Wow. He made his move. He's kissing her really aggressively. Oh, she's moaning into his mouth. Oh, yeah, take her top off. Fuck, she has such a nice body. Take her bra off. Squeeze her tits. God damn it. These bindings are always so fucking tight. Every time I take it off, my breasts come out so powerfully. God damn it, they're so sensitive. She's sucking him. She's sucking his cock so happily. Oh shit. This is what being a woman is. Worshipping men. Being worshipped by men. Becoming a slave to the pleasure. Fine. Give it to her. God, he rammed his big hard cock inside of her. Oh, he's pounding her like his life depends on it. Oh, she's screaming like a fucking whore. Oh, I wonder, my friend wants to do that? Does he think about fucking girls like that? If he knew I was a girl, would he want me the way he wants her? Would he wanna fuck me roughly until I came, until my eyes rolled back and I screamed out in shame and pleasure, until I completely broke and became his? Would he ask me for it? Or would he use his strong, manly body just to take me? Please. Take me. I want to be your woman. I want you to use me over and over again until you're satisfied. I think I'm gonna come. Please make me come. Please make me come. I want you to make me come. Oh, fuck. You. No, this isn't what it looks like. I'm not. This isn't. Why are you in my dorm room? You heard a girl screaming and you came to see what was wrong? Of course you did. You always meddle when there's girls involved. God, I can't believe this is how you found out. Can I put my clothes back on? Thanks. You've probably got a lot of questions. No, it isn't like that. I'm a girl. I've always been a girl. I'm just bad at handling it. My femininity, I guess. Ever since I was a kid, I've been friendly and sociable, so I had lots of guy friends, and I asked my parents to keep my hair cut short and usually didn't wear girly clothes because they weren't as comfortable. But as I got older, the differences between me and my guy friends started to become more pronounced. My skin got softer and my growth was focused while you're staring. All my friends all got so big and rough and masculine. We kept hanging out, but I got distracted more and more often. I keep noticing the differences between us. When one of my friends got taller or tried to grow a beard or took up a new sport, I noticed his split-second glance at my chest or butt. I'd be reminded that even though we're friends, we're different types of people. And when I noticed our differences, I couldn't stop myself from thinking about what they meant. I was a woman, they were men, and eventually I'd start thinking about that fact every day, all the time. And when I thought about that, about being treated like a woman, I wonder if any of them liked me. Not as a friend, but as a woman. And what they'd do in that case. And what they thought about me when I wasn't there, and what they wanted to do to me. Did they fantasize about taking me out on dates? About how I'd look in a dress? About how it'd feel to kiss me? That my pain would go further without even realizing. I'd wonder if any of them masturbated while picturing my naked body, or imagine running their fingers through my hair, while my lips wrapped around their big, hard cocks. Did they want to pound me from the front or from behind? How many of them were subs, and how many of them wanted to dom me and make me scream like the dirty whore I am? It got bad. I'd been one of the boys for so long that any reminder that I wouldn't would send me into one of these spirals. If I got a glimpse of one of my skirts in the closet, I'd immediately imagine how it would flutter if I got railed from behind. If I saw a guy look down, for any reason, I'd immediately conclude he was looking at my breasts and imagine him groping one of them as he shoved his tongue down my throat, fuck me against a wall. I couldn't watch or play any sports because any balls made me think of sucking men's balls, and combat sports made me imagine a man pinning me down and using me. My breaking point came when I missed my own first date. I got so caught up in imagining how things would go with me and him that I masturbated nonstop the entire time we scheduled for. I didn't even leave the house, just stayed in my bedroom. The dress I picked out only halfway on as I soaked it in drool in my sheets. That's when I realized I couldn't function like this. I couldn't be myself and also live among people. So I stopped being myself. I repressed every part of my life that could lead me down these spirals, and that meant giving up on living day to day as a woman. Honestly, managing to make my chest flat was the hardest part. I had to look up some advanced finding techniques to keep these babies under control. From there, it was just a matter of cutting my hair, wearing men's clothes, and practicing talking like this. My reputation as a playboy. I honestly didn't mean to. Turns out girls aren't afraid of girls, and when you treat girls like people, they come to like you. Well, being a good kisser probably helps. Hey, I did not lie to any of those girls. I genuinely enjoyed all our dates. Well, sex came up surprisingly rarely, and the other girls were always super understanding when I said no. There was only one time I couldn't explain my way out of it. Yeah, it was her. Little perv. Not that I wanted to talk. How I got out of that one? I fingered her so good she blacked out for a minute. And then when she woke up, I pretended I'd just finished putting my clothes back on after rocking her world. I'm very talented with my hands. Actually, I feel surprisingly cool right now. God, getting all these secrets off my chest has been liberating. No, I'm not feeling flustered around you. Yeah, you're Kai, and I just said, keep looking at my breasts. I guess I am still wet from being interrupted earlier. Do I want you to help me fit? Your hands, you can't just grab them like that. Groping them so roughly. Oh. I feel so good. I want it. What do you mean, what? Isn't it obvious? Do I really have to say it? I want you. I want your dick. I want it inside of me. Stop bullying me. I want your big hard dick inside of my pussy. And I want you to pound it into me until you shoot a huge load directly into my womb. That was my first kiss with a guy. Yeah, I got so wound up around guys, I've never been able to actually do anything with them, even before all this. You want to watch me undress? Okay. I'm still tripping. I haven't stopped tripping this whole time. You really like my breasts. You keep playing with them. They're really sensitive from being bound up all day. Your bulge is, it's huge. Can I see it, please? Thank you. Oh my god. Your dick. It's so hard. It's beautiful. And smells so manly. May I touch it? So hot. My hand will burn. Even though we just started, there's so much pre-cum. Am I that pretty? Even with no makeup and a boy's haircut? My breasts? God, you really are a titty maniac, aren't you? Even though my talented hands handling your cock? Combine the two. How so? A tit job. You know I've never done that before. I'll figure it out quickly because I'm a pervert. I am really angry right now, but I also don't have a good counter-argument to that. How does it feel between them? Soft? Warm? Better than a fleshlight? You understand how I squish them down because they would mold around your dick so easily? God, you say perverted things so freely. I'm gonna start moving them. God, your cock's so big. I can move my boobs so far up and around, and so far up and down on it. I can feel this thickness tunneling through them. So hot. Oh God, your dick is so energetic. So manly. It'll burn me. No, it will. Your cock will burn me. It'll burn its way into my mind and mark me. You're thrusting into my breasts so rough. You're using my breasts. It's delicious. I love your cock. So good. My spit and your pre-cum are making such dirty noises. Don't pinch my nipples without warning like that. I just feel my nipples on your cock. Oh, fuck. My nipples feel all tingly. This feeling's going through my entire body. If you keep rubbing them like that, I'll feel so good. I won't know what to do. Your cock keeps bringing its way farther up past my breasts, and you're grabbing my head. Are you gonna face fuck me? Amazing. Fuck, so hot. You're so strong. So energetic. I have tears in my eyes. Okay. Stop. If you come in my mouth, you won't have enough energy left to fuck me. Well, probably. Honestly, you're such a stud, I wouldn't be surprised if you did have two loads in you. But I want all your cum inside me. So, take me. Please. Fuck me. Destroy me. Do what I've fantasized about every day for most of my life. Make me a woman. Oh, you're inside me. Oh, your huge dick is filling my pussy. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, it's incredible. Oh, a billion times better than I ever anticipated. Fuck, I feel so full. I never feel complete without you inside me again. Your dick is hitting all my sensitive spots. Oh, man, inside of me, using me, I've finally become a woman. Oh. Is it normal? Is it for a virgin to feel this good her first time? I told you, I'm too perverted. It can't be anything other than this. Please, just fuck me senseless. Use my perverted body for your pleasure. Oh, I feel so good with you inside of me. I want to make you feel good too. Oh, your stare is drilling through me. Oh, you'll keep staring at my breasts, enjoying watching them bounce. Oh, you're groaning again. Oh, do you love them that so much? It's okay. Use them however you like. Touching them feels so good. I love them. Oh, your mouth is kissing mine so aggressively. Your hands playing with my big, sensitive breasts, now they're finally free. Caught ramming into me and messing up my entire inside. Oh, this is perfect. I was born to be fucked and used by a man like you. Hey, did you ever, in your wildest dreams, imagine this would happen? Less than an hour ago, you thought I was your best guy friend, and now you're fucking me like I've been your exclusive personal use. Fucked all your entire life. You don't feel the slightest bit of dissonance from it either. You're just pounding away into me. Because I'm obviously not your guy friend. I'm a slutty girl. And you're a man who gives slutty girls exactly what they deserve. That's not what it meant. But thanks. Oh, your cock is throbbing inside of me. So big, so hard, so thick. Have you ever felt anything like this before? I am glad I can make the man who took my virginity feel like this. Please, just keep using that dick to make yourself feel good using my pussy. Keep going until I can't take it anymore. Carve my entire pussy into the shape of your cock, then dump a load of thick, manly, heavy cream directly into my room. Into my womb. Mark me. Take me, claim me, use me. I'm your woman. I'm your woman. I'm your woman. Oh fuck, I'm your woman. I'm your woman. I'm exhausted. You came so much inside of me. You jerk. How am I supposed to keep being a good guy in public after my belly starts swelling with your child? I wonder what my dates would say if they could see me now. Hair a mess, red-faced, soaked in sweat and tears and drool. Her tits hanging out. Oh, fine. Her pussy leaking thick white gum. Tell them? Are you insane? You just saw how I reacted to getting caught by you. I told you, I do what I can because I can't function otherwise. I just be like that all day, every day. I'm pretty sure the only reason I'm even lucid right now is because I'm used to treating you as a guy friend. Yes, even after all that, I masturbate constantly. My sex drive never goes down. Although, I guess I do feel cleansed, which is a weird thing to say when you're covered in so much sticky stuff. But it's not like I'll ever get pent up again. And besides, what if they kick me out of school for using a fake ID this whole time? No, it's too many problems. I have to go back to living as a boy. But if only one person had to find out what I really am, I'm glad it was you. Hey. All this doesn't mean we have to stop being friends, does it? Thanks. Here, give me a hug. Don't act so surprised. When I said all this, I was including all the sex we're gonna have in the future. That's right. You're gonna fuck me every day now, stud.